Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, sorry about the technical difficulties. It is I, the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and you're here at the FWL headquarters. It is Friday, and happy Friday, everyone. This is the best and the only way to kick off your Friday. We have hopefully a friend of mine joining us tonight, one of our many FWLs, who is going to maybe chat with us for a little bit. Very knowledgeable in the video games and such, and he also is a huge horror movie and a movie buff, so it'll be interesting to chat with him a little bit. So waiting on him, it's going to be awesome. And it's Friday, and I apologize again, everyone. This was scheduled a little earlier at 10 o'clock, and I had some technical difficulties for that. I apologize, but I'm back, and we have some time to fill, and I know I've not been on all week, and I apologize for that. But rest assured, I'm here, and I'm here. So, you know, we had some things to take care of ourselves this week, so I wasn't here for Talking Tuesday, and we had to do some regrouping and some other things anyway, so it worked out well. For those of you guys who have missed it, we had an awesome show on February 4th, which was our monthly show, our first of three monthly shows this month. So we had a cool one this week where we talked about, actually on our show, we did, actually this week's show is a little different than our usual ones we've done. A lot of the times I'll take our cause, the guys we make for our show, and a lot of people on our roster, and I'll put them against people who are current wrestlers on the roster, and just to see, you know, where we're at as a company, to see how good our guys really are, to test our guys' skills on our roster. And a lot of the times, I don't get to air that a lot to you guys. So what I kind of did was give you guys a little behind the curtain kind of a thing in something that I do quite a bit, actually, on the show. Just you never get to see it. And, you know, it's cool stuff. It's called, you know, usually what I do is, like I said, I call it Us Versus Them. And that's actually what the title of it was on the 4th. I usually do like I said, when there's no one else watching, or, you know, just to make sure our guys, the skills are up. So it should be fun. And, this week, if you guys missed it on the 4th, oh, we got a call coming in. I think this is our friend now, perhaps. Let's find out. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. This is the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. You're in the FWL headquarters. How may I help you? Hello?
How you doing?
This is the icon. Hey, it's our good friend Ed. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm living the dream, brother. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to gear up the headphones to the, you know, the fun thing here. Had a little bit of technical difficulties starting this thing off tonight. I apologize. How you been, all right?
Been good.
Good. Good to hear. I'm looking for the my headphones for this. usually it's much more organized than this. So welcome to the FWL headquarters. This is a live show, so, you know, whatever. And I thought, you know, since you like a lot of the same movies that I do, and you also know quite a lot about the video games, more so than I do, I thought maybe we could have some chats about some stuff. And also, I've told people before about some of the horrendous movies we've seen as of late in the theaters. And, I thought maybe we'd have a little jab fest about it. How about that? Cool, cool. Excellent.
How about they put out some more better horror movies out there? That would be great.
What's up?
Let's talk about why they aren't coming out with any more really graphic horror movies anymore.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, like, is it that maybe people are... I don't know. Like, maybe it's people are are past that now. They don't want to see that kind of graphic violence anymore.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Can you hear
me?
You know,
is it that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it a conspiracy theory? Is it that the government doesn't want people to be to see that kind of violence anymore?
That's a good question.
Because I haven't seen another movie like as good as like The Devil's Rejects, or as good as a thousand House of a Thousand Corpses, or as good as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first one.
Right, the original one that kicked it
like,
off, the one that we have respect for. I get you. No, I have to agree
now
with you. I
think
a lot of
pacified.
It does, and not as definitely watered down and tamed. And also, you probably know this. I think we've talked about this in the past, that a lot of the movies, like they claim, are great movies of horror modern now in America have been ripped off from other countries. You know, the series, series. These are things that are really pop. Then, you know, of course, America took these movies, and the American studios or whatever have, you know, kind of missed the ball with a lot of those. And I think the problem is that I don't know if there's any more originality for horror movies anymore, that they have to grab them from other places. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I know, for example, one of my favorite films, I never thought they were going to remake in America. It's kind of one that goes under the radar. It's a vampire movie called Let the Right One In. It's one of those lesser known ones. It's from Sweden, and it takes place, you know, it's basically about, you know, it's a coming of age story of a vampire who's kind of taking this bullied kid, and how, you know, they kind of, you know, all these other shenanigans, kind of the vampire actually teaches him to change the name. Not only that, they had to change the name of it to, instead of calling it Let the Right One In, now they had to drop it off and just say Let Me In. And they had to, you know, Americanize it, water it down, give it some people have heard of. And, you know, that's basically what has, to me, it seems like that's been kind of the formula for a lot of those horror studios current. When you're talking about House of a Thousand Corpses and, you know, Rob Zombie's Halloween, for example. Actually, I like the Rob Zombie's Halloween. I know it gets a lot of heat, and I get into some debates with people, but I thought that one was better than the original, personally. But, I mean, I love the original, too. Don't get me wrong. But you're absolutely correct. They haven't made a good horror film in quite some time. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I don't think they know what to do anymore. This creativity, and they know was successful one time, and they just think, oh, let's roll the dice and see if we're going to be lucky again. You know what I mean? Did I lose you?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
oh, okay, cool.
I think they need to come out with some more graphicness. They really haven't come out with any graphicness in a long time.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and, you know, I think when it comes to those, you'll see a lot of those, like, on by the way, have you had a chance to check out Shudder yet? I know I recommended it off air or whatever. Have you checked that out yet?
Haven't checked that out yet, no.
Shudder's a pretty good service, because what Shudder is, it's all horror from all over the place. Not just, you know, America. Horror from all over everywhere. And from every which way, from across the world. And sometimes they make their own. And honestly, some of the best stuff I've seen, not the stuff, but some of the stuff that I most like. Okay,
I've heard of Shudder. I haven't downloaded it though. I plan on it. Hey, I think I'm having network issues. Hold on, I'm going to call you back. Can you hear me now?